And now back to the news. And in this section, we have news items about city centre businesses, roads and buildings. These include the revamp of Norwich Arts Centre, a TV show featuring the cathedral, the removal of disruptive scaffolding, a city centre pub being named the best in Norfolk, and the conclusion of a noise dispute between two music venues.
Norwich Arts Centre has lodged an application with City Hall for an overhaul at the former church on St Benedict Street. The renovation has largely been made possible by an Arts Council grant in the sum of, wait for it, £499,999. This was made to the NAC in October. Now, the venue, which was named Britain's best small venue by the NME in 2014, has revealed how it plans to use this money. The plans will see a total revamp of the venue's Mission Hall area, brand new lighting and sound systems for the main auditorium, and refurbishment done to its toilets. The Mission Hall refurbishment will see a new bar installed, improvements to accessibility, and a new low-energy lighting scheme introduced. Meanwhile, changes to windows, which will see wooden panels replaced with folding shutters, are hoped to improve natural lighting inside and accentuate architectural features of the historic building. All of the venue's existing toilets are to be updated, while a current storage area is to be replaced with two additional unisex toilets. The project will also aim to significantly improve the venue's accessibility, with features including a portable stage lift, a hearing loop system, and a quiet area all included. The venue is also looking to increase its energy efficiency with a new heating system and the installation of solar panels geared at reducing its carbon footprint. It's hoped the project can be completed by September 2020, coinciding with the Arts Centre's 40th anniversary year. If approved, the first phase of the revamp will be carried out between July and September this year, during which time the venue will be closed. The final phase will then be done over the same period in 2020.
A Norwich landmark has played a starring role in a new TV series aiming to reveal the secrets of Britain's mysterious past and its obsession with witches and demons. Every year, thousands of people visit Norwich Cathedral to pause for thought, wonder at the building's sheer size, and take in its history. But not many of those visitors will know that among the decorative bosses and marks left by former novice monks is an inscription designed to bring a curse upon an old Norwich family. Until now, as a new TV series presented by Clive Anderson and anthropologist Mary Ann Okota has revealed, the less obvious and slightly sinister etchings on the cathedral's walls. Visiting the cathedral with archaeologist Matthew Champion, Miss Okota discovers the inscription, which is revealed to be the surname of an old Norwich family, the Caniffords, next to an astrological combination of the sun and the moon, which, as the show reveals when combined, form a medieval curse, explaining the symbol that was designed to bring a lot more than bad luck to whoever it was directed at during the course of the visit to Norwich Cathedral. Mr. Champion explains, "This inscription was designed to bring down the gods of wrath on these individuals." Explaining that by leaving the curse on the wall of the cathedral, whoever made it hoped to harness the power of the cathedral. Mr. Champion adds, "These stones have been consecrated, so they contain power in their own right. So it's almost directing that power towards an individual," he said. It is also revealed during the course of the visit that the curse was most likely made by a member of the cathedral community. "We're in the area of the cathedral where the public would not have had access to. This is also done by someone who was literate and very used to writing. So this is clearly done by someone who was educated and someone who was educated enough to understand a classical curse. So the chances are this was done by a member of the cathedral community," he said. Mystic Britain, Witches and Demons will be broadcast at 8 p.m. on April 30th on the Smithsonian Channel.
Shops on Westlergate have suffered more than a month of reduced footfall after scaffolding was put up around Westlergate Tower, which was damaged by high winds during Storm Gareth. But last Saturday morning, they turned up to work to a welcome surprise. The scaffolding had finally been removed. Although the street was completely closed to traffic while the scaffolding was in place, a pedestrian thoroughfare was created past the front of the Interiors and Design store, Paula Gundry, and also Evans Cycles. But, speaking following the road's reopening, businesses said there had been a knock-on effect. Samantha Purnell, manager at Noah Noah, said the women's clothes shop had been like a graveyard during the closure. It's had a massive impact on footfall. It's been very demotivating, she said. This morning, it was good to see that it was open, and as soon as the shop was opened, it was busy. I think other people will probably agree. Jodie Sibley, Adnams store manager, said shop owners and managers made an appeal to Norwich City Council when the road was first closed on March the 14th to add a caveat to the road closed signs that businesses were open as usual, so as not to deter pedestrians. We found that it had an impact, she said. Adnams and Evans are larger companies, but a lot of these are independent businesses, and it's a bit of a shame when people are not coming up the road. Watson's Property Management, which looks after Westlergate Tower, had reportedly been given a deadline of April the 21st, Easter Sunday, by the local authorities to take the scaffolding down. However, there's a chance it could go back up in the future to fix the damage permanently.
The Lamb Inn on Lamb Yard in Norwich is one of 94 county winners across the UK in the National Pub and Bar Awards. The annual awards are run by Pub and Bar magazine, and they will next be whittled down to 15 regional venues based on a scoring system, with categories including decoration, service, food and drink offering, and cleanliness. Awards to the best regional pubs across the UK and the overall National Pub and Bar of the Year 2019 will be presented by journalist and food critic Jay Rayner at the Grand Final in London on May the 22nd. The Lamb Inn is the second oldest pub in Norwich, following the Adam and Eve in Bishopgate, and the historic building dates back to the 12th century. In autumn 2017, the pub underwent a £350,000 refurbishment, which included a new courtyard area outside with heaters and parasols, a new first floor bar, and renovated ground floor. The pub works closely with local brewers Woodford's Brewery, Adnams, Lacons and Redwell, and regularly rotates its craft and cask ranges. Live music is a big focus for the venue, particularly during the summer, and Ed Sheeran even performed at the pub when he started out. The Lamb Inn also has its own social media star in the form of Henry the Pub Cat, who is popular with customers. Oliver McCurlin, general manager of the Lamb Inn, said, "We are thrilled that we've made the cut. The whole team has worked extremely hard to achieve the success we've had so far."